الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, The Pathway to Success. And today inshallah we will be discussing the topic, the excellence of truthfulness. First and foremost, let us hear the importance of making good intentions. As Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Ashiq-e-Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Razavi, Allah Tabarak grant him a long life and good health. In every Islamically permissible gathering, he is requesting us to make intention for good deeds. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, he quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah, Niyatul mu'mini khayr min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let us make some good intentions. First and foremost, our intention should be for only the sole pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. You also make intention, inshallah, that you are hearing for the pleasure of Allah. When you hear the name of Allah, praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla, in the form of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When you hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, these are some intentions one can make when attending any Islamically permissible gathering or making intention to do good deeds. Inshallah, this will be benefit for us in the dunya, in the qabr, inshallah, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat, in his famous book, Faizan al-Sunnat, in his chapter, Faizan al-Durood al-Salam, the beneficence of recitation of durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah that Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those persons who recited large numbers of durood pak upon me in this dunya. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madin channel, how lucky we are that we are the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa become habitual with reciting large numbers of durood upon Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya rahmatan lil alameen. First and foremost, as usual, we start off with the praise of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, with tilawat of Quran. So we request our Qari Sahib, mashallah, all the way from Mauritius, he will recite some beautiful ayat, some Holy Quran, inshallah. So please listen attentively and try to get maximum amount of reward in our account, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. أمرت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله. Now inshallah عز وجل we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام in the form of Naat Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. So we request our Qari Sahib to please recite some beautiful shares in the praise of the beloved Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صل على نبينا صل على نبينا صل على محمد صل على شفيعنا صل على شفيعنا صل على محمد ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی پیارے آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے انشاءاللہ آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد shower upon me blessings like rain I want to die we want to die in your domain shower upon me blessings like rain I want to die in your domain ya mustafa یا مصطفیٰ accept our request یا مصطفیٰ accept our request if not today then maybe one day صلی علی نبینا صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد No matter Taiba far away, I have to go and visit one day. No matter Taiba far away, I have to go and visit one day. Aqa will call us there one day. Inshallah, Aqa will call us there one day. Aqa will call us there one day. My Murshid will show the way one day. Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Muhammadin. Almighty Allah, thanks to Thee, Allah has chosen us to be. Almighty Allah, thanks to Thee, Allah has chosen us to be. To send salam upon Nabi, to send salam upon Nabi, always during night and day. Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Nabiyyina, Salli ala Muhammadin, Salli ala Muhammadin, Salli ala Muhammadin.
My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, our topic, truthfulness, the excellences of truthfulness. In today's time and era, to find this quality of truth, of honesty, is very difficult. Everywhere we go, people are moving away from truth and running towards lying. Everybody tries to find a shortcut in order to solve his problem. Rather he speak a lie than speaking the truth. Today, family members are involved in speaking lies. Children are involved in speaking lies. Fathers are involved in speaking lies. Mothers are involved in speaking lies. Brothers are involved in speaking lies. Sisters are involved in speaking lies. Whole community is involved in speaking lies. Nobody is getting involved in speaking truth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, minds and yours and the universal, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he set the beautiful example for the entire mankind, for the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, about speaking of truth. So inshallah tabarak, today we're going to try to cover up some points inshallah Azza wa Jal about this excellence, truthfulnesses, its damages, its rewards. What do we get in the dunya? What do we get in the qabr? What happens in the year after? For that person who speaks the truth, for that one who speaks the lie, what is his disaster in the dunya, in the qabr, in the year after? So first and foremost, let us see what our Rabb Allah Ta'ala tells us about truth, about being honest, about truthfulness. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we'll ask Umwalika Dawud Islami first and foremost to tell us, what does Allah Ta'ala tell us about truthfulness?
In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla praises those people who are truthful and sets them as an example for good company. So if we were to ask the question, who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be with? Then the reply is given in this verse of the Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 119. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful.
Subhanallah.
So here Allah Azza wa Jalla is setting the standard that if you want to seek company, you should keep the company of those who are truthful. Truthfulness is such an incredible quality, such a beautiful attribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the quality of his fear, after mentioning the quality of fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah is mentioning the quality of truthfulness right after it. And in the tafsir of this verse, in tafsir Kabir, Khawf-e-Khuda followed by truthfulness. These two things are very much related.
Connected.
Tafsir of this verse, in Tafsir Kabir, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that this is the hukam until the Day of Judgment. for the believers, those who believe, to fear Allah Azawajal and be with the truthful. And from this he proves that until the Day of Judgment, in every single era, in every single time period, there will always be people of truth, ulama, awliya, salihin, and these will exist until the end of times, and the world will never be empty of truthful people. So we have to search for these truthful people and adopt good company.
MashaAllah. So my dear Islamic viewers, Madani channel, we see how close is khawf-e khuda and truthfulness. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala loves those who have fear of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and He loves those who are truthful. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear Islamic brothers and viewers, Madani channel, we are trying to ascertain something that Allah Tabaraka loves truthfulness. So much so that my dear Islamic today, in today's time and era, lies are spoken so openly. You know, family members are actually training their children towards lies, training their family members towards lies. So much of examples lies out there. I mean, we all say we are truthful, but look at simple examples. Phone is ringing at home, and then the child picks up the phone and he asks, okay, where's your Abu Jan? Ammi Jan is at home, Abu Jan is at home. Just hold on 1 second, and he puts the phone on and he holds the phone so the sound cannot be heard. And father tells him, I'm not at home. Tell him I'm not at home. Ammi Jan says, tell him I'm not at home. He picks up and said, okay, Abu is not at home. Mummy is not at home. Okay, Abu is not at home. Mummy is not at home. Okay, give a message that I called. So we are bringing the child up in lying. Did we ever think that from the time the child is brought on the earth, which is the ni'mah of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, what training we give for the child? Are we fulfilling the rights of the child? Because from day one, we're teaching the child to speak small lies. From small lies goes to bigger lies. From bigger lies goes to another bigger lie. And eventually his whole life becomes lying. Let's go towards Hadith Mubarakah and see what our Pyare Aqa, Madine Wali Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wants us to do about this excellence. What does he say? And what direction he wants to put us towards us getting truthfulness instilled within our lives? What does Hadith Mubarakah say about this truthfulness?
First and foremost, as our brother Mubin Bhai mentioned the Quran Pak, let me give one more ayah kareema from Quran Pak. That Allah Ta'ala says, قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. That Allah Ta'ala says that this is the day, I mean the day of judgment. And that day, those who speak truth, their truth will give them the nafa'ah. It will benefit for them. So here in this ayah kareema, Allah Ta'ala mentions the status of the sadiqeen. And in ahadith kareema, if we go to the ahadith, there are a lot of ahadith about the truthful. The first is, you know, very famous in the Bukhari and Muslim Sharif as well, muttafaqun alayh, that inna sidqa yahdi ila al-bir wa inna al-bir yahdi ila al-jannah. Aqad alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that truth leads to piety and piety leads to jannah. And a man is wa inna rajula la yasduku hatta yaktuba inda Allah siddiqan. That a person continuously speak
the truth.
And Allah ta'ala write down for him is a Siddiq.
Amongst the truthful.
Amongst the truthful.
SubhanAllah.
And there is another, the second part of this Hadith Pak. Wa innal kidba yahdi ila al-fujur wa innal fujura yahdi ila al-nar. That the kidb and falsehood leads to the Jahannam, the nar. And the person continuously speaks the kidb and lies. False. And Allah Ta'ala write down for him the Kazzab. So here we learn that Aqad Alam Sallallahu Ta'ala also compared the Siddq, the truthfulness, with the lie. So he Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam telling us that the thing that leads us to the Jannah is the truth.
SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we had some beautiful Quran ayats talking to us about this importance, this excellence. We need to start to focus, and we need to understand that where we are heading for. You know, there is one example our Nigrani Shura has given to us. Everybody understands, and it's a belief of a believer. It is part of Iman that Kiraman Katibin, your angels are writing all the time. Kiraman Kantabin, whatever you do, you write. You write, you speak truth, they write. You speak lie, you write. Whatever you do, they're writing. Because this is their job. Their job is to continue writing. So everything we do, whatever we say, on the day of Qiyamah, we have to be accountable. When we come in the Hisab Kitab, in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we have to come in the Barga of Rabbullah Azzawajal, and we have to take accountability of our deeds. We'll come in the Barga of Allah Azzawajal, and we have to start reading whatever we said from day one. If you think how much of lies will be and how much of truth will be in our account of deeds, my dear Islam brethren, if we believe, really believe, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all-knowing, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all-seeing, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all-hearing, this is part of Iman, then most definitely we won't commit guna. When a person believes this, then Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, he's on the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he's heading towards Jannat. Look at an example, a person comes to a traffic light. In UK they say traffic light. In Saudi Arabia we say robot. So I want to get all the viewers together. Mauritius, I don't know what you say, but in Saudi Arabia we say robot, and in UK we say traffic light. So when the person comes through the traffic light, he stop, red robot, he stop. Look left, look right. He don't want to go. Because camera is there. He checks. If I shoot the robot, if I shoot the traffic light, then somebody's gonna catch me. Immediately, as soon as you shoot the red robot or the red traffic light, flash goes on directly. Your registration number goes to head office. Yes, to head office. There's a computer system. Today everything is modernized. As soon as the flash goes, it goes directly to head office. And when it reaches head office, then they will, after a few days, they will type out a nice letter for you, beautiful, expensive photograph. Most expensive photograph you have to pay. They take out this photograph, plus they send you a fine, and it comes to your house, and you say, oh, £1,000. Yes, £1,000. You shot the red robot, the red traffic light. My dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, we have so much of khawf for traffic light. We have so much of khawf for the robot. And we know that they are recording and they are watching us and they are taking the photos all the time. What about Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's angels, Kiraman Katabin, all the time they are recording. As soon as you do the action, as soon as you say the word, it's already gone to head office. They're writing it down. It's already there and the warrant is already out.
And a slim way, you know, the camera it can sometimes fail. The electronics can fail, maybe their system will fail, maybe the computers in head office can fail.
Gee.
Maybe they have the wrong registration for the wrong person.
But people
you may be able to cheat the system. Kiram and Katibin, they are the innocent, ma'asum angels of Allah Azzawajal. And it's impossible for them to make a mistake.
Gee.
At the end of the day, the ticket that we have to pay for, you know, it's just you know, a certain amount of money. It might harm our pocket.
Yes.
But that's it, there's no physical damage that's caused to us.
But there is iman.
But there's so much fear. On the other hand, the sins that we commit, which are being recorded by Kiram and Katibin, these sins can lead to us being destroyed forever and ever and ever.
So, viewers of Madani channel, we want to be truthful to the traffic light. We want to be truthful to the government. We want to be truthful to the council. We want to be truthful to the president. We want to be truthful to every other Tom, Dick and Harry. But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all watching. Angels are writing. And we don't want to use this word. We don't want to get towards close towards truthfulness. Please, use the Madani channel. It's about time we wake up from the senseless sleep and understand our reality. That truthfulness and truthfulness and untruthfulness is the pathway to success and the pathway to Jannat.
You know, it's also generally speaking and hearing that good people always speak the truth. And the bad people, they tell a lie. Not only in one way, but in different way. And it's also mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no goodness in telling a lie. And is also, truthful man is always successful because the truth has nothing to fear. It's no fear. That is, no danger can harm the truthful person. Even the person nowadays, generally speaking, even himself not only lie, but they motivate other to speak lie. And Bapa Jan beautifully wrote the example in the cancer of society, backbiting. That is general. The people ask, when you come from far, or like you came from South Africa and brothers came from UK, how was your journey? That's the common question. And in a hadith, in the Madani Imam as well, is mentioned, the safar azab ka tukda. The journey is the part of punishment. Now, how can you be in a good position during journey? You be tired, it's not like the house. You coming in a plane, but very tired situation, even when you drink, or you go in toilet, or you reading namaz, all this is very difficult time. And people normally say, yeah, it was a fantastic journey, it was okay. And they start lying, Just for one lie, they start covering another lying. It's so much in there. You go somebody else, you find so much example. How was the food? And the Granny Shura is beautiful, give the example. That food, maybe the mirche was so much. Even the namak, the salt was less. But they have to lie. Oh, your food was excellent. So now it's not himself only lie, but they motivate others. And in such kind of question they raise, the other person start speaking lie. And that's the general speaking nowadays.
That's why Amir al-Sunnah has declared this war against lying. And not only should we make the intention that we will neither lie, we should also make the intention that we will not make other people lie. Because what happens sometimes is, as Bapu was saying, that we ask certain questions which make other people lie. You force them into a situation. Like, if you've cooked food for somebody,
how is my food?
You ask them, how was the food? Obviously, that person is going to find it very, very difficult to criticize the food and be honest, even if he didn't like it. So you're forcing him into a situation where he's going to lie. And you know, when a person tells the truth, he has nothing to fear, as we heard. In one hadith park, the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, telling the truth, truthfulness, is contentment of the heart, contentment. And telling a lie, lying and falsehood, is doubt. Because what happens is, when a person tells the truth, even if apparently he has to face some difficulty, now he's told the truth, he has nothing to fear. He doesn't have to back himself up now. Whereas when a person tells a lie, he tells one lie, to defend that one lie, to back up that one lie, he tells a second lie. To cover up the second lie, he tells a third lie. One lie leads to another, and to another. Before he knows it, he's told a whole sack of lies. And the person who lies, he's always looking over his shoulder. He's told a lie, for example, somebody asked him, you know, where were you? I didn't see you yesterday. He says, oh, I was busy doing such and such, or I was at such and such place. Now, he's going to be always looking over his shoulder to make sure that that person doesn't find out about that lie. Whereas if he told the truth, that's it. He'll be content in his heart. He's told the truth, he's got nothing to fear. He can live continuously with his life. Whereas the liar always has to look over his shoulder and is always in a state of worry of being caught.
And he, sallallahu ta'ala, said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّهُ بَابٌ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ That you must speak truth, because the truth is the door of the Jannah. And وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْقِيْرِ فَإِنَّهُ بَابٌ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ النَّارِ And you must refrain from the give to a lie, because this lie is the door of Jahannam, door of the Nar. So here we understand that if we speak truth, and there are so many examples, a few of them that Sayyid Sahib mentioned.
Shopkeeper also lying, and also the buyer also lying. Firstly, buyer says that, no, I went next door, it's cheaper. I saw the price next door, yours is more expensive. And I'm sure I can get it 10 pounds cheaper next door. So the guy who's selling it is saying, but I'm telling you, this is the best price I'm giving you. I'm taking a custom on my Allah, that this is the best price I'm giving you, that's number one. And number two, I'm only making so much a profit. I'm only making 2% profit. That's the second lie. I'm not saying everybody does it, but people do that in order to contact the sale. And thirdly, he says, no, I'm telling you, I'm not lying. This is my cost price I'm giving it to you. How much more must I give to you? So the shopkeeper is lying, and the person who's also purchasing is also lying. Everybody is heading for lying. When are we heading towards truth?
This is a bargain which the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that the traders are evil. The tradesmen, they are evil. And the Sahaba kiram, they were astonished at this. They said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, then, you know, has Allah ﷻ not made transaction, buying and selling halal? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made buying and selling transactions halal. But the tradesmen, they lie and they swear by Allah ﷻ on their lies. And because of this, tradesmen are evil.
So I just want to share this narration with you. So many children used to gather around Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa alayhi salam loved to be around the children, so he used to let them know about what foods were prepared in their houses. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, mashallah, he had the knowledge of the unseen. So when the kids used to gather around Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he used to tell him, okay, in your house, this is there for eating. In your house, that is there for eating. And in your house, that is there for eating. So, such and such things eaten by their family members in the house, you should actually tell them what are the things laid aside for them and what are the hidden things in the house for eating. So they would go home. The children would go home and they would go to their parents. Ask their family members, Ammi Jan, Abu Jan, this is what you got for us to eat. This is what you got for us to eat. So they used to wonder how the children knew all these things. The children would say that they came to know this because Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah na Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us. So parents, they got upset. The parents stopped their children from the company of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, pronouncing him to be a wizard, a magician. Na'udhu billah. So they gathered all the children in the house. Everybody kept all the children away from Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam started looking for the children. When he reached to the houses of the children, and he asked the people, where are the children? Parents said, they are not here. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, if they're not here, who's inside the house? Alhamdulillah, he is Prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has the knowledge of unseen. So Isa alayhi salatu said, okay, if they're not here, then who's inside the house? And the parents replied, lying. They said, these are pigs, not children. Meaning they're inside the house is pigs, not children. And when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu heard this, he heard this from the parents, he said, oh, inside the house is pigs, not children? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, same it will be then. Same it will be then, meaning it will be pigs inside, not children. And when the parents opened the doors of their houses, astaghfirullah, all the children were turned into pigs. So we have to learn a lesson from this. We as parents should always be speaking the truth. Our family members, especially children, we have to give them the upbringing of bringing them towards this excellence of truthfulness only. Truth and truth and truth.
Amir Ahl Sunnat make a beautiful supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We recite together.
Please.
Main jhoot na bolun, kabhi gaali na nikalo. Main jhoot na bolun, kabhi gaali na nikalo. Allahumma marz se tu gunahon ke shifa de, ameen. Allahumma marz se tu gunahon ke shifa de. Salika, tu sikha de, ameen. Chup rehne ka Allah salika, tu sikha de, ameen.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya
Rasulullah. If we talk about the hadith pak, and there's another hadith pak, it's also in Bukhari and Muslim, that Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the Siddh, what is the barakat in Siddh, and what is, you know, Kizb, and what is the danger and harm of the Kizb. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that both parties in business, if they speak truth, if they tell the truth and make everything clear to each other, the seller and the buyer speak truth, they tell everything. If somebody is selling something, if there is any problem, he told him, that the purchaser, that this is the problem in it. If they make everything clear and they give the truth, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless them in their transaction.
Subhanallah.
And oppositely, if they conceal anything and tell lie, then the blessing on the transaction will be eliminated.
In the hadith of Pak, there's actually three signs of a hypocrite that I mentioned in one narration. It's mentioned that the person who's a hypocrite, whenever he speaks, he lies. Whenever he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. And the third thing, whenever he is entrusted with something, he breaks the trust. He betrays the trust. So lying is a sign of hypocrisy, the sign of being a hypocrite. Let me tell you in the views of Madani channel how disgusting and how repulsive lying is. What a disgusting attribute this is. It's narrated that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said that إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدُ تَبَاعَدَ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِي مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. That the Prophet ﷺ said that when a person tells a lie, the angels go far away from him 1 mile due to the foul smell that comes out from his mouth. That's how disgusting the smell is that comes out from him when he tells a lie. That the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels of mercy, they are removed and distanced from a person. And in one narration it's also mentioned that due to lying, a man is deprived from the tawfiq, the ability to fast in the day and pray at night. Due to this attribute of lying, the person, he doesn't have the ability to fast, he doesn't have the ability to pray anymore. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says that there was no habit more hated to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam other than lying. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hated lying the most. And you know, our silsila is the pathway to success.
Yes.
And if we want to achieve success, there's certain things which we must do. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that there's four things. If these four things are found in somebody, these four characteristics are found in somebody, then he has succeeded. He has profited. He has gained profit. He has gained benefit. What are those four things? As-sidqu wal-hayau wa-husnul khuluqi wa-shukr. He said these four things. Sidq, telling the truth, being truthful, being modest, having a good character, and being thankful, being grateful.
Allah.
A person who has these four characteristics, that person is successful. So if we don't have these characteristics, we can understand that we are not successful.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, for the Ashikane Ghosh Pak radiallahu, let us discuss one narration about Ghosh Pak radiallahu. It comes from our booklets. Our ulama mentioned in many booklets we read that Ghosh Pak radiallahu, when he went out for the purpose of studying, for get the knowledge of deen, he left at a very young age. And one day he was traveling with a caravan, and they were heading towards a city. And on that way, a group of thieves, bandits, stopped the caravan. And they started to search everybody and started to take everybody's gold and jewelry and monies and whatever they could find on them. Whatever wealth they found on them, they took it out from them. And they saw this youngster also in the caravan. He was also amongst them, standing outside the cart. He was just standing around. And one of the dakus, they came front. I said, okay, do you have anything to declare? He says, yes, I have something to declare. So what you have to declare? He says, I have 40 golden dinars sewed in my shirt, in my inside shirt. 40 golden dinars? He started laughing at him. He said, must be there something wrong with this child. You're lying. Must be lying. So he said, no, I have 40 golden dinars sewn in my inside t-shirt. So he took this youngster, our Ghosh Pak radiallahu anhu, and went to the leader of the dakus, of the thieves. He said, oh master, this youngster is saying he got 40 golden dinars sewn within his clothing. So he asked him, do you have 40 golden dinars sewn? He said, yes, I have 40 golden dinars sewn within my clothing. He said, open it up. And they opened up, they cut it up, it was well sewn on his vest. And when they opened up, really they counted 40 golden dinars. The chief of all these dakus, he got off his horseback, he stood next to him and said, oh young man, even if you lied, if you told us there was nothing, you would have been saved. You would have saved this 40 dinars. Why did you speak the truth? He said, yes, I spoke the truth because my Ammi Jaan, my beloved mother, oh, the Ashikane Ghosh Pak radiallahu anhu, the beloved Ammi Jaan of Ghosh Pak radiallahu anhu, he's talking about, he says, my Ammi Jaan told me to speak the truth. Only one thing, truth and truth and truth. When this leader and all the bandits, when they heard all this, they started to cry. And they said, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this person is speaking the truth when he could have hidden it away. And he's so closer towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Look at us. We are never speaking the truth, always away from the truth and speaking the lies. Oh Allah Ta'ala, we make tawbah only looking at the one example of this youngster, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, they made tawbah. So my dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah azza wa jal, our Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, what was his status? And look how he taught us, and what his Ammi Jaan taught him, that to speak truth and truth and only truth.
And look at the blessings of the truth, Aslam bhai. The truthfulness the blessings of Ghawsi Pak radiallahu anhu telling the truth, those people were blessed with the ability to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just because of one person telling the truth. Now, you know, usually we tell lies without even thinking about it, and we don't consider what the effects of that lie was. We don't consider what would be the consequences of that lie and what other people will think of us if we lie. And you know, there's another story in which a person came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said that I have the following bad habits: fornication, stealing, drinking alcohol, and lying. He has these habits. He said, I have these habits: fornication, stealing, drinking alcohol, and lying. These are the bad habits that I have. Now, I want to embrace Islam, but people have told me that you say that these four things are haram. I want to embrace Islam, but I can't stop all of these things at once. It's too hard for me. I can't refrain from all of them all at once. So just tell me to refrain from just one of them. Tell me to just stay away from just one of them, and I'll embrace Islam. I'll accept your religion immediately. Now, the beloved Prophet ﷺ, look at the wisdom.
Allah subhanAllah.
Incredible wisdom. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said to him, refrain from lying.
Allah.
Don't lie.
Speak
from
the
these
truth.
From these four, refrain from lying. Speak the truth. And that person went away. And he says that when he went away from the court of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, whenever he would intend to commit fornication, he would think, when I go to the Prophet ﷺ and he asks me, have you committed fornication? If I tell him that I have, I tell the truth, then I'll be punished. I'll be stoned. And if I lie, then I'll be breaking the promise that I've just made. He says that whenever I intended to steal, I would think that when I go to the Prophet ﷺ and he asks me,
if I stole,
have you stole? If I tell the truth, my hand will be chopped off. And if I lie, then I'll be breaking the promise that I just made. And then he went back to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and he said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, may I be sacrificed at your feet. May I be qurban at your feet. What an excellent thing you did. You made me refrain from lying, and because of me refraining from lying, this closed the doors of all other sins.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. My dear Islam reviews on Madani channel, we actually, as usual, we haven't touched the tip of the iceberg. And we are coming to the end of our silsila, this series, The Excellences of Truthfulness. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you heard from this beautiful narration that only one thing Aqa Sassam told him: speak truth, speak truth, speak truth, don't speak a lie. And SubhanAllah, Azawajal, only speaking truth made him a nek and pious Muslim. So you also want to be a nek and pious Muslim. I also want to be a nek and pious Muslims. All the people around the world, Ashikan Rasul, they also want to be nek and pious people. Then why don't you follow this principle? Only speak, be truthful all the time. Wherever you are, at your workplace, at your home, wherever you're on the plane, on the train, in the bus, in the business deal, with your children, with your family, with your children, with your family, with your wives, with your ammi, with your abu. One principle: speak truth and be truthful. And truthful, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, being truthful, inshallah, azawajal, will be successful in the dunya, in the qabr, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. We humbly request you, viewers of Madani channel, wherever you are out in the world, America, UK, Africa, Australia, Pakistan, wherever you are, keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Madani channel will take us away from this, inshallah, evil of lying, and take us towards truthfulness, inshallah. And inshallah, tabarakatuh, we hope to see you in our next series, The Pathway to Success. Keep watching Madani channel. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay daawat islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The way to the pleasure of Allah. The way to the pleasure of the pathway to success, the pathway to success, success, success.